Okay. When I was offered the Times column 6 years ago, the deal was like this. You will be sent the coolest, hottest, slickest new gadgets. Every week it'll arrive at your door. You get to try them out, play with them, evaluate them for until the novelty wears back before you have to send it back, and you'll get paid for it. You can think about it if you want. So I've always been a technology nut, and I absolutely love it. The job, though, came with one small downside, and that is they intended to publish my email address at the end of every column. And what I've noticed is, first of all, you get an incredible amount of email. If you ever are feeling lonely, get a New York Times column because you will get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails. And the email I'm getting a lot today is about frustration. People are feeling like things... Okay, I just had an alarm come up on my screen. Lucky you can't see it. People are feeling overwhelmed. They're feeling like it's too much technology, too fast. It may be good technology, but I feel like there's not enough of the support structure. There's not enough help. There's not enough thought put into the design of it to make it easy and enjoyable to use. One time I wrote a column about my efforts to reach Dell technical support, and within 12 hours, there were 700 messages from readers on the feedback boards on the Times website from users saying, me too, and here's my tale of woe. I call it software rage. And man, let me tell you, whoever figures out how to make money off of this frustration will... Oh, how'd that get up there? Just kidding.